Charlie Crist said yesterday that he has not decided whether to hold another climate summit this year. In his first two summers as Florida's governor, Crist was applauded by environmentalists for holding what was supposed to be an annual Serve to Preserve Florida Summit on Global Climate Change. 2 years ago, during Crist's first climate summit, the governor released three executive orders that environmentalists hope would signal a greener future for Florida. But an article in Friday's Miami Herald signaled that Crist is uncertain whether he will hold a summit this year. Kirk Fordham of the Everglades Foundation says he hopes Crist will continue holding the summit.
It's our hope that the climate change conference will continue. I think it does a great job of raising the profile of that issue. And if there's a state that's going to be impacted by sea level rise, and Florida's right at the top of the list. So we think it's an important conference, and we hope the governor will choose to continue it.
During the first summit in 2007, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger joined Crist to announce efforts to reduce Florida's greenhouse gas emissions. Fordham thinks the environmental advances of the first two climate summits make them worth continuing.
Essentially, the climate change summit has allowed folks from the environmental community and the business community to band together to try to find fairly common sense solutions to combat climate change within the state of Florida. Essentially, it's provided a platform for businesses to rethink how they do business, especially in the manufacturing sector, so that they can reduce the amount of carbon they emit into the atmosphere and really contribute to the overall global effort to reduce our carbon footprint.
In a Friday afternoon press conference outside of MacDill Air Force Base about the resignation of Senator Mel Martinez, WMNF asked Crist whether he would hold a climate summit this year. He did not answer on tape. Minutes later, we asked him again, and he said, quote, "I don't know." He did not answer a follow-up question and instead got into his SUV. He told the Herald his indecision was based on the cost of the summit. But Fordham, whose Everglades Foundation contributed $10,000 to last year's summit, says they would be happy to contribute again.
Certainly, we'd be willing to sponsor whatever kind of forum on climate change that he wanted to host or organize. If we need to ratchet down expenses this year and do a less ambitious program, we'd be willing to participate in a scaled-back version, considering the economic times we're in. But, of course, the most important thing that we're concerned about is that he maintain his strong support for climate change legislation, both on the state and the federal level, whether he's still in the governor's mansion or in the U.S. Senate.
Many activists on the right have criticized Crist for not being conservative enough. They cite his endorsement of President Barack Obama's stimulus bill and the governor's environmental record. Some people have speculated that Crist is moving some of his positions to the right in order to appeal to conservatives who might be inclined to support his opponent in next year's Republican primary for U.S. Senate, Marco Rubio. But Fordham doesn't see it that way.
I don't think so, because even Republicans, especially in the coastal communities, they recognize that in order to preserve our natural resources, our beaches, our estuaries, the Everglades and the Florida Keys, that climate change is an issue that needs to be addressed. You'd be surprised at how many major Republican fundraisers, donors, and activists recognize the fact that the environment is important to the future health of our state's economy. So I think it's an issue that both candidates ought to be talking more about, and I don't see it as a detriment to the governor's campaign.
The president of Sunshine Solar Services in Fort Lauderdale, Ed Strobel, assumes that the climate summit may just be a victim of Crist's busy schedule, rather than the governor reconsidering his political capital after his legislation on renewable energy failed in the legislature.
It was more of a what's left on his plate for the rest of his term type of thing than reading anything really negative about him abandoning the whole. He kind of got bloodied up a little bit in the last go around with not getting his renewable energy portfolio standard passed. I don't think this is anything relating to that. We're hoping not. We're hoping he's moving forward till the end of his term with keeping the pressure on, but I don't think anything's going to happen until they're back in session next year.
Everglades Foundation CEO Kirk Fordham says that the governor can support the environment and still appeal to conservatives.
I haven't seen any indication that he's weakened his stance on that. I think he was courageous to raise the issue with a very skeptical legislature. I think he certainly talked about it and pushed as hard as he could. I think the problem lies in the House of Representatives, where there are a number of key leaders in the legislature that just don't want to see climate change legislation move forward. I haven't seen any lessening in in the governor's commitment.
You can learn more about the Serve to Preserve Florida Summit on Global Climate Change at myfloridaclimate.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.